Dai ora. Disvoce. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Reading from Srimad Bhagavad Gita as it is. Commentary of Srila Prabhupada. Okay, so we have verse first chapter and verse 3 and 4. Yeah, 3 and. But okay, really, let's see. Okay, if we will have time or if some brain will be there. Okay. Because, yeah, okay. So, first we do the 3 and 4, and we will see. 3 and 4. I need some bigger bottle. I think I have. Yeah. No, this no. Krishna, 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 Hare Krishna. Okay, 3 and 4. Pashyaitam pando putram acharya mahitam chamum vyudam draupada putrena tava shishyena dimata. Somebody can repeat. Shaitam pandu putram acharya mahatim chamam yudam rupara putrena baba shishyena dimata pasetam pandu putrana shaitam pandu putrana acharya mahatim chamam yudam rupara putrena tava shishyena dimata. So we can go to fourth or immediately, yeah? How we do? Mark. Okay. Pashya, beyond, below. Etam, this. Pandoputram, putranam, sorry. Of the son of the Pandu. Acharya, O teacher, Mahatim, great, Chamom, military, force, Vyudam, arrange, yeah, Drupada Putrena, by the son of Drupada, Tava, your. Shashyena, Shishyena, disciple. Dimata, very intelligent. Oh, my teacher, beyond the great army of the sons of the Pandu, so expertly arranged by your intelligent disciple of son, disciple of the son of Draupada. Purport of Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Duryodhana, a great diplomat, wanted to point out the defects of Dronacharya, the great Brahmana, commander-in-chief. Dronacharya had some political quarrel with King Drupada, the father of Draupadi, who was Arjuna's wife. As a result of the quarrel, Draupada performed a great sacrifice by which he received the benediction of having a son who would be able to kill Dronacharya. Dronacharya knew this perfectly well, and yet as a liberal Brahman, liberal Brahmana, he did not hesitate to impart all his military secrets when the son of Draupada, Drishtadyumna, was entrude. How? Entrusted to him for military education. Now on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, Drishtadyumna took the side of the Pandavas, and it was he who arranged for their military phalanx. After having learned the art from Dronacharya, Duryodhana pointed out the mistake of Dronacharya so that he might be alert and uncompromising. Sorry for my English. Sorry. In the fighting, by this he wanted to point out also that he should not be similarly lenient. Lenient. Lazy or what? Tolerant. Okay. In the battle against the Pandavas, who were also Dronacharya affectionate students, Arjuna especially was his most affectionate and brilliant student. Duryodhana also warned that such leniency in the fight would lead to defeat. Okay. O my teacher, beyond the great army of the sons of Pandu, so expertly arranged by your intelligent disciple, the son of Draupada. So, yeah, we are on Kurukshetra, and the Duryodhana is trying, because he arranged all these armies, Akshahinis, for actually he really had desire for defeat the Pandavas. How we know all the time story I touching a little bit other. Anyway, the story in childhood when they was really they from one family, actually Dhritarashtra and Pandu were brothers, but generally the cousins, they hate each other. Actually, only Duryodhana, he had quite not nice character, but like this verse is saying, he was really, really intelligent. And he was trying lose the lovely cousins in few ways. But now he wanted defeat the Pandavas, who had actually less Akshahinis, somebody remember, whatever, anyway, these details. And then he was like sure he will defeat the enemy. Then he's trying encouraging the actually Dronacharya. He was teacher of both Pandavas and Kauravas, and is he's very very intelligent. He won't in this moment he reminding to him, my dear teacher, you make false because you was teaching the Drishtadyumna, who is your enemy, and you was teaching him, and then you actually make really bad things for us because all this your knowledge went to Drishtadyumna, and there is danger, and you actually, because Dronacharya is actually Brahmana, and he got education from Parashuram, probably, yeah. He was secure because Parashuram was angry only for Kshatriyas, so he could go to Parashuram, and then he, yeah. We can go to the story how this happened actually, because why. He's pointing, even not saying Drishtadyumna is commander in chief of Pandava, but son of Draupada. There is something. There is something what is really have deep roots in past. So how this happened? Why? And actually, yeah, when I will try to say some story, but by saying all these things, he won't really like make angry Dronacharya. You know, your enemy son is leading the opposite army. Your enemy. This is like he was really putting the point, rising the point. So why what's happened actually? Like Dronacharya and Duryodhana, they was in one Gurukul. They was just going to, if everybody know and will be boring, can raise hand and we can go to other story. But actually the story quite, we can speaking because they getting nice mood. Anyway, it's like we're going in the Lila of the before Kurukshetra. Whatever. They was friends, and they have really big attachment, they was really, really, really friends in Gurukul. They was helping each other, they was eating together, and actually Draupada was, he was son of the king, so he was prince, but Dronacharya, poor Brahmana, and actually the Duryodhana, Draupada, was kind of compassion to his friend. He knew her friend is poor, and he said, "Okay, my friend, we are friends. Soon I will be after Gurukul and some education. I will be the king, and you know, I'm promising you half of the kingdom, my kingdom, because we are so good friends." And then they finish the Gurukul and they split. The Draupada went to kingdom, became king, and Drona, not Acharya, yeah, Drona, Brahman Drona, went to his village, just became Grihastha, but poor Grihastha. And they was living actually separately, and then they was really, really poor, so poor then their son name Ashwatthama, their son couldn't drink milk because they had no money for this. No, they don't have own cow, and actually friends was making jokes, and they gave some, even this not don't was milk powder. This was something else, some white powder, and they mix this with water and Ashwatthama, we have milk for you. And actually somehow the Drona saw this like from corner and he became really sad and just tears came from his eyes and he was, oh no, my son was cheated and I'm not able to give to him the milk. And he said, wait a minute, I have great friend. He is now the king. He have all kingdom. Actually, I don't want half of the kingdom. What I will do? I'm Brahmana, generally. Brahmana just getting donation and quickly giving because have intelligence. I have many wealth. I will start have problem because what to do with this? And I have to, like, for example, Kshatriyas in some kingdoms, they was giving to king which they don't like or they wanted defeat many thousands of elephants. And then the king have to feed this elephants. And I was going that weak. So this was like that. But yeah. So he knew Drona, this Brahmana is intelligent, so it's like goodness. And so then he said, okay, so I will like have just one cow, Ganga, for example. we have cows in our lecture. Very good. So then, yeah, I will like just one milk cow. Can be with calf because maybe will be boomy, will be sad or lonely. So okay, and he went to his friend, dressed really poor, and went to his friend and just bumping in the door and let me go in. I'm friend of Draupada, and actually the guys was okay. Diri King, some guys is just saying he's really poor and he's saying he's your friend, and actually this was I just somehow my thoughts is my kind of analysis of this if because we can see later he lose Drona lose like anything because Draupada said sorry poor boy, sorry poor guy, the friendship is between equal only, so I'm not your friend. And then he just, but I can give you the cow, but he said just no, I was somebody slapped my face and no, I'm not going. And I was thinking if this is kind of, yeah, came out false ego in Drona. If he will say just without this really like pointing the point, I'm your friend, give me, because I'm your friend, just humbly go and generally kings giving, even rascals like Jarasandra was giving, was also like eager and Karna was not so much rascal, but he also whatever you want my how to say, yeah, all these things. So this was culture, actually culture, and this is the point, like we can see if somebody have intelligence but making mistake is on level of asuras. Because like we heard it today on lecture, Gopinath Acharya Prabhu, he was like reading to us the verse when like is human and above of the human even ghost, and then was also Gandharvas, and then was demons even. Okay, it's too small. computer. Then this is like that. If we have intelligence, but we're making mistake, it's like we're losing. So he was actually like that. His false ego came and he said, like, because I'm your friend, I want this cow. Because you promise even half of kingdom. I want just, because you are a friend, I have difficult situation, I want just one cow, maybe with calf. And that's it. So he lose in this moment. If we're just going, give me please calf. Oh, we was together in Gurukul. Oh, I remember you. We'll be different, yeah? I was anyway, some kind of maybe speculation or some going in this. So then we are with Dronacharya, who is completely fried up and angry, and he said, okay, between equals, we will see. I will make some arrangement. We will equal. Maybe even I will be more equal than him. So then he went to like we find out, to Parashuram, our sweet defeated of seven or something, the generation of so he did, and actually the Kurukshetra was washed by this blood of the Kshatriyas. He did this on Kurukshetra. Therefore the Kurukshetra is so powerful, and actually Kurukshetra is also powerful because was one king, Kuru, who was plowing the ground, Kurukshetra. He was just gold plow, and he was plowing. And actually, especially demigods was just, especially our sweet Indra, because Indra always thinking, oh, something is there. He want my kingdom, because he doing some strange things. Like king plowing the soil. Then Indra was coming down and was just saying, actually checking, like generally somebody is meditating, even Dhruva Maharaj, he sent some apsaras to Dhruva Maharaj. Dhruva Maharaj was sad because he was boy. So, so the same was with Kuru, and then, but even friends of, like the friends of Indra was saying, don't disturb him, he don't want your kingdom, you see, he's honest person. And Indra was saying, why Kuru wanted, was plowing the ground, why? Because he wanted somebody who passed away on this place, Kurukshetra, after was name of the king, and he will get liberation. But Indra said, okay, I promise you, somebody who will pass away will get Svarga. Because Indra cannot give liberation. He can give Svarga. No, this will be Svarga. And he led plowing more the Kurukshetra. So therefore actually in like Krishna is preaching to Arjuna, if you will lost, you go to heaven planets. Anyway, Kshatriya when doing our own duty doing this. But this is more stamp from Indra because he said Svarga, who just is defeated on this place. Svarga Loka. So then we can go back to Drona, and he went for archer, how to say, the fight learning, whatever. Somebody can help me. Just archer. Yeah, thank you. For military art, from Parashuram. And then he got really good education, because he had some desire to defeat his good friend Draupada. And then how this happened? the Dronacharya became Dronacharya and became teacher of the Pandavas. The Pandavas was playing somewhere and Dronacharya was walking around. And they lost the ball. They was playing sake or whatever. And the ball went to the well. And Drona was joking. And they was in trouble because they lost ball. They was like around 5 years old or whatever, 5, 7. And then they lost the ball, was in well, and Drona was saying, "Ha, which kind of kshatriya you are? You cannot get this ball? What is this? Do you can?" "Yes, of course I can." And actually I had two versions, like he put arrows and took all, and he put also straws. And just one and attaching just some mantras, and he was just taking out the balls. Then the boys was making big Jagannath eyes and ran quickly to our Bhishma. Grandfather, you know what's happened? Some person, we don't know who, he did this and this and that. He took this ball." And Bhishma was saying, "Okay, probably I know who is this. Call him and he will teach you art, or military art." And then what's happened with Drona actually? He became Dronacharya. And he got nice house, some cows, and he was teaching Pandavas and Kauravas. They got the education from him, both of part of family. And then Dronacharya had exactly these desires. "Okay, I will train boys. And they will get me Drupada, and I will get his half kingdom, even all. And then I will give to him back the half." And how this happened actually? After education, the boy said, "Okay, Guru Maharaj, we will give you dakshin." And Dronacharya said, "I have in mind something. I will say what you will give for me. I really desire something you will do for me. You will bring to just here Draupada, who will bow down, and you have to defeat his army and get..." Just humbly he coming here and say, "We are equal, because this is my plan. I was teaching you all this military art because of this. I had this kind of desire." And actually Drona the son of Drish, the yeah Duryodhan said, "Okay, Guru Maharaj, I will go there and defeat him." And actually, Drona said, "No, better not." But it's also like at least two versions. And then, okay, because people writing different Mahabharatas and actually different millenniums. Too. Like we have Varaha, sometimes it's red, sometimes it's just white also, and playing on flute. And also Parikshit Maharaj is, I know story, one time one of Parikshit Maharaj was not going to listening Bhagavatam. He was just building big castle and he was just shaking. Anyway, but yeah, one story like the Duryodhana with brothers went there and they trying to defeat him, but cannot do this. Drupada defeat them. And they just said, "Oh, we couldn't do this. We don't bring Draupada." And actually, just this was army. Duryodhan and whole army of Kurus went with Duryodhan. And they couldn't defeat Draupada. But Then went just only 5 Pandavas. And the army of Draupada was just laughing. Ha ha ha. 5 guys just what they doing? We defeat all army before. And then but these 5 guys was really powerful and they really nice cooperating nice. And actually Arjuna was tightening somehow and just putting the arrows, kill horses and charioteer and actually defeat Draupada. Then Arjuna is Savyasachi, he could just something happen quickly and like this or like that, from left or right, from both sides he could, hence he could fighting. But just they bring to Dronacharya Draupada, and Draupada was like, okay, you bow down to lotus feet of our spiritual master and you say to him, you are equal actually. Even he defeat him because we in his name we did this. So your kingdom is his kingdom. And then came this and Dronacharya said, okay, you are my friend, we are equal, and I giving you now my kingdom, I giving to you back. So we can be really equal now. So and what's happened with our Draupada? He's king and he got angry, even much more angry than Dronacharya. So he desired get son, and he got actually daughter as well, who can defeat Dronacharya. So from fire, Yagya, came Drishtadyumna and Draupadi. So Drishtadyumna have to defeat Dronacharya, and Draupadi actually she came out for finishing little bit Kshatriyas. So she had similar mission like our sweet Parashuram. So this came like that, and therefore was really this kind of enemy between them, and Duryodhana was really pointing. You see, the son of your enemy is leading the army, and will be difficult to actually defeat them. He was pointing that because he went from Yagya sacrifices from fire, so it's really powerful. And then so actually we continue something next verse by reading Atrashura Mahesha, sorry. Atra Shura Maheshvasa Bhimarjuna Samayudi Yuyudamanyu Viratascha Draupadascha Maharata. So then, this is this, Draupada. So we have actually. Anyway, Prabhupada is writing something for us. Translation. Okay. Here in this army are many heroic bowmen, equal in fighting to Bhima and Arjuna, great fighters like Yuyudhana, Virata, and Draupada. And Srila Prabhupada is writing purport. Even though Drishtadyumna was not a very important obstacle in the face of Dronacharya, very great power in the military art, there were many others who were cause of fear. They are mentioned by Duryodhana at great stumbling blocks in the path of victory because each and every one of them was a formidable as Bhima and Arjuna. He knew the strength of Bhima and Arjuna, and those he compared the others with them. So, actually, yeah, here Duryodhana is explaining more about Pandavas, and he mentioned Arjuna. Same when we have to finish. 3 minutes, yeah? When Arjuna, he mentioned Arjuna and Bhima, and actually both of them, they really, he really the most hate them from family, from Pandavas, and especially Bhima. Because when Bhima took vow in, well, when we had the dice game, Duryodhana really was first. Dushosana was bringing Draupadi to assembly hall by hair, and she was not proper dress. She had not proper time for woman for showing herself on the assembly. And then one, he was dragging her to the whole assembly. And then when actually Duryodhana was also jokingly or actually say, okay, because he defeat in dice all the Pandavas. They lost all wealth. They actually lost themselves there. Thanks Yudhishthir. He was playing. But actually is if somebody ask Kshatriya for playing some game, Kshatriya cannot say no. So it's like kind of duty. It was duty. Then, Duryodhana said, okay, now you have any husband, you just sit here on my lap, yeah? And then when was everything's finished, Bhishma was saying, no, I will just... Bhima was just with voice like lion, was I taking few vows in future. I will just drink blood of and take out the heart and drink blood from the heart of Dushasana. And I will break down your laps because offended to Draupadi, our wife. Then, yeah, he's really afraid, and Bhima is really strong, and can do really really big. How to say? Big problems in the army. And anyway, there is. So here is mentioned also Draupada, and like yeah, Arjuna because he was really everybody loved him, like Bhishma and Kripacharya, Dronacharya, all of them was loving him. He was really the best student of Dronacharya, and then he like. Dronacharya loved his son, and he was like wanted his son will be quite good in military art. And he one story like they had some. Dronacharya was asking them for fill up the container with water, and then Ashwatthama got the smallest one, so he could do the faster all this story with water and run quickly to father and get the education.
much more education than others. But Arjuna find out this, and he said, okay. And he start filling up his pots with mantras. And he was also fast. And he was just going, and even was before Ashwatthama. And Dronacharya actually loved this. This was like, this was really beloved student. And it was few actually, this kind of like, once Dronacharya, by his mystic power, he kind of produced some crocodile, and this was in the he was like playing before his students. Oh, help me, somebody help me kill this crocodile. And only Arjuna was fast with just arrow, and just was defeat, just kill the crocodile. And Dronacharya was, yeah, only you did this. And also the story of the fish, when actually he was asking everybody, first came Kauravas and Duryodhana came, and Dronacharya was asking, okay, what do you see? I see you, my Guru Maharaj, my family, everything's the tree. Okay, go on side. And everybody was similar, of course. Yudhishthira said, okay, I see only tree. And then, but Arjuna said, I just see fish. I just see only head of the fish. Even the eyes. I see, okay, you can shoot. And he shoot. And this is actually, we have to, this is example how we have to be concentrate on our goal. Otherwise, if we see girlfriends and this and that and cars and everything, and we know, anyway, sorry, I'm joking. This is not. I just, if we not concentrate on our goal, like Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare, think properly. So, it's like that. So therefore, actually, is mentioned here. So it's like something under skin of Duryodhana. It's like all these things, and he actually asking for help from actually once chastising little bit Dronacharya because he make mistakes with Drishtadyumna, and then other hand also kind of okay, Guru Maharaj. You have to be really concentrated, you on my side, and we have to defeat them. And it's actually the law of Kshatriyas. Doesn't matter which side, just fight. And giving the best from ourselves. And still it's like Krishna is saying to Arjuna, if Kshatriya dying, just going to Svarga, heavenly planets. We have time for Kirtan, yeah? Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Yes, some question. Actually, first chapter is, I heard, yeah, like from Prahladananda Maharaj, he make this amazing because he put the Bhagavad Gita like in levels, the ladder of our progress, Shraddha, help me this. All this, yeah, and first chapter is like actually all this knowing, like making the giving view of the story, all these things, names, and then Krishna is start preaching in actually in second chapter. We are not this body, we are just, you know, many things, what's happening with mind and this and that. So actually is story is like every chapter also have some nice story is Gita Mahatmya. When is if somebody recitating first chapter, even I think some shloka or something, he getting really good results, like getting above of Vishnu. So it's not every chapter is Gita is like. Yeah, it's like lotus feet of Krishna, the first chapters, and they going up. So it's really important. It's like story with Mahabharata. Therefore, like Gopinathacharya Prabhu said, we have to read, we have to study, and this helping this, and we can understand more. But it's interesting because all this understanding coming in proper time. It's not like... Krishna, I want to understand something. And Krishna is saying, yeah, you will understand, but in proper time. First, we have to clean our heart and mind. But this first chapter is really, really important. And it's like, yeah, if we know something from Mahabharata, we can just more understand. And every each name is like some you know, powerful stories and why this happened, all these things. And so it's like, so it's really important. And actually, if only first chapter we're reading, we're getting the same results like whole Bhagavad Gita. But we have to read whole Bhagavad Gita. Like after Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita. So it's like, but we not reading, just studying. And even if somebody like I have empty head, I cannot put verses in my head. Just reading, again, finish, and again, finish, again, something will come in this head. Okay, thank you so much. Hare Krishna. Hare Bol. Shri Prabhupada ki jai.